Hi, everybody. It's Jim Beekhuy. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. People always ask me, how do I come up with my subjects? Do I do a lot of preparation? Do I read it? And, you know, where do I get my ideas? And I mean, I say the same thing every time. The ideas are flourishing around me 24 hours a day. I love to observe people. I love to listen to people. And people don't even quite realize how prophetic they are in some of the things that they say. And many of my podcasts have sort of come from something someone has said or something I have read or something has just sort of struck me as, you know what, this is something that I can speak about and it could actually help people. Because at the end of the day, you know, as all my listeners know and all the people that know me, that's my whole raison d'etre is how do I help people get better in their own lives and become more creative to themselves. And so this week, being no different than any other week, I was talking to my oldest daughter, Emma, who's expecting our first grandchild. And I said, you know, how's it going? She goes, you know, Dad, it's just boring. It's boring. Emma had a catering business that went to zero because of COVID. Her husband's a broker and he works at home. She said, it's just boring. It's just boring. Like, we're just feeling this sort of state of suspended animation. And then I'd written an email to somebody else who's on the board of a company that I'm trying to do some business with. And she sent me an email back and I said, you know, how are things going? And she goes, it was just kind of like one of those serendipitous things that I talk about. And then she wrote, oh God, this is all just such a bore. And I was like, definitely. And then there were about two or three other occasions this week where people were sort of feeling that, I don't want to say fatigue, but it was just like, God, we're just so long in this, so long in the tooth, and sort of got me thinking. And then to add on to that, sort of the whipped cream on the ice cream sundae, I just started watching The Crown. I'm sure I'm probably the last person in the world to watch The Crown. And I was watching an episode yesterday, and Prince Philip says to the Queen after she talks about something, he said, you need to stick it out, keep breathing, and stay alive. And I thought, wow, that's it. That's exactly it. And so I thought I would spend a little time today talking about it, right? Sticking it out. How important that is in perseverance and recognizing that, you know, in a society and in a world that things come very quickly, we're instantaneous, everything happens in a nanosecond. Sometimes we don't give things the due course that they possibly should have so that we could actually see the full impact of whatever it is on our lives, and whether it's relationships and friendships and coworkers and things like that. Just try to give it a little more time, a little more patience. I talked about patience before, but a little more time, a little more patience. And keep breathing. I don't mean in the physical sense of keep breathing, but I mean more in the sense of there's no point in getting all full of anxiety, wishing it was over. You know, this is just getting long in the tooth. Yes, 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 yes. But this is one of those things that there's absolutely nothing we can do individually to speed up this time period. And it's interesting because, you know, I think about it in the same terms of, you know, when people are going through grief, right? People sort of want, you know, I just want to get over this period of mourning. I want to get over this. But everything has its own time and everything has its own course. God knows this one has taken a long time, but in relative terms, in a lifetime, 8 months, it's felt like it's been eternally. But that sort of message of keep breathing, right? Just take a deep breath, just relax. Recognize that there's nothing you can do about it, and you just have to do the things that you have to do. And then the third one is stay alive. Well, obviously, but staying alive is more than just physically staying alive in my mind. It's mentally staying alive. It's emotionally staying alive. And it's recognizing that we need to force ourselves to create human contact, not physically, but human contact. You know, more FaceTimes, more phone calls, more interactions, for two reasons. One, it's good for our soul and it's good for everybody around us. But we need that interaction as human beings. We need that time together. And I know, you know, everybody's increased their workout times and probably their television times and their game playing times. But we need to think about increasing our interconnect time with people, spending a little more time sort of catching up the way we normally would do in historical terms, you know, over dinner or over coffee or over something, or at a sporting event or playing hockey or playing basketball, where we're just kind of chit-chatting and having conversations. Staying alive in this period of this pandemic is both physical, obviously, and, you know, doing the right things and social distancing, wearing a mask, cleaning your hands, you know, using gloves and trying to limit your interaction physically in large groups of people. But it's the staying alive mentally that I think is really, really important. Keeping our senses primed. Obviously, you know, there's going to be a rise in mental health because many people are having social and economic difficulties and the strain on our system. And we may have people like that in our families, and we have to be more sensitive to it and more aware of it. I think we need to step out, keep trying to step out, you know, step out as you would where four people go to dinner, step out as you would where you went to the movie with someone. Discuss movies the way you would if you'd gone to a movie, but it happens to be a Netflix movie. Continue to make this effort to challenge yourself mentally and keep yourself sharp and your wit and your knowledge base current. And it's important at the end of the day, because we will go back to some form at some point, and we have to be ready for it. An example I wanted to give, and I don't know if it's directly attributable to the stick it out, keep breathing, stay alive. I think it is, but I'll let you be the judge. I've had the misfortune, or I should say fortune, because without the misfortune of having been fired twice, I wouldn't end up on the other end of this podcast. I wouldn't have ended up building a recruiting, consulting, and coaching business. The second time, like everything else, you know, the first time hurts the most. And when I got fired the first time, it really came out of left field. I kind of had an idea, but I was mortified and just had a new child, and I sort of retreated into my hole and had my own sort of pandemic isolation type of thing. And I had to go through all three of these things. I had to figure out a way to stick it out. I had to be resolute in figuring out what I was going to do next, how I was going to do next. I had to keep breathing because the anxiety of the humiliation of being fired was palatable. It was so painful. And I had to stay alive and figure out how I was going to provide for my family. And, you know, when I sort of reflect on that, whether it's being fired or losing your business or any one of the things that are happening to people right now, it's pretty bleak. And at times and on days, it can be very depressing. And you just have to keep putting this one foot ahead of the next foot. Don't worry about when people say, oh, don't worry about it, things will get better. You know, that doesn't help you, right? It doesn't help you when people say things will get better. It doesn't help you when people say, you know, sort of, well, you know, you'll bounce back. I know you. You'll bounce back. You know, it sort of reminds me of when I phoned my mother in first year university and I told her I was going to fail my psychology exam. And she said, you know, oh, Jim, she said, don't worry. I have great confidence in you. And I said to my mother, you know, the fact that you have great confidence in me has no relationship to the fact that I haven't been to class since the beginning of term. So I said, well, I appreciate your confidence. The reality is I'm going to fail this thing. And And it's the same thing, people don't know how to really, how to deal with that and how to deal with someone like my daughter. I have a friend whose wife has a muffin company, literally went to zero. So the emotions that go with losing everything. And I thought these three lines that Philip mouthed to Queen Elizabeth, which was stick it out, keep breathing, and stay alive, were just so prophetic that I wanted to share them this week with you. So my thought and my message for you this week is think about the things that are difficult. Think about how do I work through them? How do I stick it out? How do I drive through to a conclusion, to a point in time where is this a hump that I'm getting over, or is this a longer term thing that I now need to pivot and adapt, to go back to my other comments, right? Keep breathing. By all means, take deep breaths, take walks. Try to just not get overwhelmed, which is not easy. Trust me, I know and I understand, because I find the same myself, that sometimes I just get overwhelmed by it all. But breathing, recognizing that worrying about it is really not going to make anything different, right? Stay focused, stay clear, keep breathing. And finally, stay alive. Do everything like a survivalist would do. Stay alive physically, stay alive mentally, stay alive emotionally. Because one day we will all look back. It'll be different. It won't be like it was before. But we will all come out the tunnel. I'm Jim Bakiai. Podcast is BU. Thanks, everyone, and have a great week.